Governor Blunt and his Natural Resources Department and Attorney General Dan Dixon have spent much of their time disagreeing about who has the right to settle for damages with reservoir owner Ameren. Looking on with increasing uncertainty is Lesterville School Superintendent Earlene Fox. More than half her district's local tax revenue comes from that reservoir and its power plant. The feud in Jefferson City, she says, has left her months away from having to close the school she calls the hub of the community. Her students feel the uncertainty, but she says they've also learned some things.
They've learned that they need to stick together. They've learned that they want to keep their school, and sometimes to keep something you really want and love, you have to fight for it. And that they have fought for it. We've asked them to write letters if they've wished. When the Washington, D.C. FERC came down to have a meeting, some of the kids were there, expressed their opinion. They don't want to be the endangered species. And right now they're on the endangered species list because of our governor and attorney general.
She says she's tired of the two blaming each other for the failure to reach a settlement. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net at the Capitol.